First, briefly, just to note this coming Thursday, December 8th, is the Feast of the Immaculate Conception of the Blessed Virgin Mary, a holy day of obligation. And we have so few holy days, really, so this is not an imposition at all, but an opportunity and joy to come and show our great love to God and also asking for the prayers of our Blessed Mother. Masses will be Wednesday, the 7th, the vigil, will be here at 5:30. That'll be followed at 7 in Spanish. And then on the 8th, on Thursday itself, we'll have a Mass at 7 in the morning over in Old St. Mary's. And then here at noon, and again at 5:30. And I know many of you here are also volunteers for lectors and extraordinary ministers, ushers, etc. So please do volunteer if you're one of those. We have a book in the narthex where you can sign up. We do need your help on these special holy days. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. One of my goals as a priest, one of my dreams, is that every one of us becomes a true liturgically minded Catholic. So for instance, when you hear that it is the second Sunday of Advent, as a liturgically minded Catholic, you will say immediately, ah, yes, St. John the Baptist, always. Every second Sunday of our liturgical year, that brash and burly figure of St. John the Baptist burst onto the liturgical stage with his characteristic proclamation, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. John the Baptist becomes the voice of Holy Mother Church, calling her children constantly to repentance and humility in this Advent season, in order to prepare us properly for the Christmas season, for Jesus Christ, who is to come, and, by the way, who even now is present through this most holy Eucharist. The phrase that St. John uses, the kingdom is at hand, actually has an incredible sense of urgency in its original Greek. It means more, the kingdom has arrived. It is here now. Now, St. Paul would echo this urgency when he talks to the Corinthians, when he says, behold, now is a very acceptable time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. It's not tomorrow, it's not next week, now. God has taken on flesh. He is not for you and me in some distant time in the past or some distant thing going to happen in the future. He is here now for us. Now later on in the same gospel, as you continue reading, when Jesus then begins his public ministry in chapter 4 of Matthew, he starts with the exact same words of John the Baptist. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And then in the very next line, after Jesus says that, he then goes on to choose his disciples. To you, and you, and you, and me. We are his disciples. And every Advent he chooses us again. And so it happens every year for you and me, St. John the Baptist surges onto the scene to remind us that the first step in a real, truly authentic relationship with God, the very first thing that you and I must do is change, repent, to ask God to change us, to ask Jesus to fill us with his grace, his very life, not so that we change the gospel to fit our lives, but that we change our lives to conform with the life-giving gospel of Jesus Christ. In this, I'm going to keep my words very simple today. And what I say to you, I say also to myself. We must repent. We must be honest. We must change. The life of a real disciple is, in fact, constant conversion, constant dying to self. It is not enough for us to consider ourselves a good person. That phrase is overused and is usually used to gloss over sin that we have habituated into our lives. Remember what last week what St. Paul said, put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provisions for the desires of the flesh. No provisions, zero, zilch, not even a little. A disciple finds freedom in that. Not deceiving himself or herself that sin is okay. A disciple finds freedom in complete abandonment of his or her life to the will of God, to live for God, through God, and in God. You and I are on a mission. Prepare the way of the Lord. Make straight his paths. Jesus is coming to you, and the roadway is your heart. Let us, each of us, pay attention to this radical call for personal preparation, a real internal change, a change that goes beyond any external decorations that we set up around us. The ideal preparation for Advent is not a Christmas tree or images of Santa Claus around our living spaces. The real journey of Advent is within the heart of each disciple, and it is there where we shall meet God. And once my heart is truly converted, and once your heart experiences authentic conversion, then we cannot help but to spread to others the immense joy of a life completely devoted to God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, let us stand.